You know, the story of the week, talking about a good week. Last 2 weeks, I had two of our pastors with us from Haiti. For me, it was a great privilege to be able to bless them, and knowing what they're going through, knowing where they came from, and knowing the hard work, knowing the constant demand. I even talked to some of them. I said, is it possible to turn your phone off just to reboot a little bit, or just to get away from demanding, people calling? Even with them being miles away. With WhatsApp, the world's very small right now. You know, I've got some, last week I was supposed to teach at the ministry school. With everything I had going on, I realized, that's not going to work for me, you know, with hosting them, with the ministry here, and teaching at the ministry school. So I told my guys, hey, I can't do it. You got to find other teachers. I love doing it. I do it on Zoom here or in my office. For me, it was a blessing. Good time. We even took a short trip to New York City. Crazy town. God bless all those people who live there. But I'll stay away from New York City as much as I can. It was good, fun. So yesterday morning, it was time for them to go back. 4 o'clock, went to the airport. I had my day planned. I was going to come here, me and Ron and some of us, we were going to start early to get this cleaning done. Drop them off at the airport. Guys, I'm like on Princess Anne Road. I got a call from one of them. Their flight's been canceled. Pulled to the side of the road. I'm checking my email, checking my text. By at that time, it was 6:52, something like that. I got the text. I got the message from the airline like 6 o'clock, 6:30. I didn't see it. I already dropped them off. And now we had a bunch of people at the airport screaming, you know, like I had the experience a couple months ago in Miami. I'm looking for flights to my... I tell you, if anybody has an emergency to get to Miami today and tomorrow, you can't go. You got to drive. Unless you have an emergency, stay away from flying this summer. Summer. Drive. You know, sometimes when you get to a situation, you feel all your hairs standing up. I see it in cartoons, you know, like all the hair on the cat, like, rah! I feel the same way. I feel all my hairs like going, rah! I want to choke somebody. Guys, I almost cursed yesterday. I should say I did it in my mind, but I'm like, thank you, Lord, I didn't say it in the car. Almost did. I was so frustrated. I'm still frustrated. I'll tell you why. I'm still frustrated. But I haven't seen yet. The frustration is under control. You know? That's why nobody can say... I think it's a very a person that says, well, I'm this way because of this person. It's a powerless person. We're powerful people. We're not dominated by the flesh. Our circumstances does not dictate how I'm going to be. The way I'm going to be will completely depend with me plugging into the source, the Prince of Peace. I tell you, I thank God for Jesus. Sometimes I'm like, how do people live without Christ? No wonder they're so depressed. Oh, Lord, we pray for the family, for those 10 people that have got killed in New York, huh? You know, the kind of hurt someone's carrying? to take a gun and walk somewhere, innocent people, just start shooting at them. That person is just like, his heart is a cemetery with dead. His heart is dead. He's hurting. So he hurts people. Go back to my story. I look on every airline's website. Couldn't find a flight. So then I decided, well, I better go turn around, go to Richmond. So at least they're not just hanging there at the airport. All right, going back. I'm driving, I'm looking. And I find a song on my way to the airport. The song says, "In everything, give thanks." I put that on repeat. In everything, give thanks. In everything, something like that. It was a very good tune. I just listened to it. In everything, give thanks. Every season, no matter what comes your way, give thanks. Guys, it's possible. It is possible to live for Jesus. When you realize the gospel is not religion, it is possible to have peace. Thank God for my wife. I thank God for my wife. She kept calling me, "Are you okay? Do you have peace?" She's like, "Tap to in Jesus." She's checking on me. I love her. She's good. She's such a good encouragement in my life. I'm driving. So finally I find a flight from Norfolk to Fort Lauderdale, but then that flight would leave yesterday at 7, at 5. 5, that flight would go to Washington and then stay in Washington for 3 hours, and then they would be arriving in Fort Lauderdale this morning at 1:30. So I said, well, they got to go. They got to get to places. Okay, so I'm like, I got to go for it. I went for it. Picked them up. At the same time, when I got them in the car in Richmond, I'm like, okay, well, I'm in Richmond. I've got 24 hours to cancel that ticket. But at the same time, what about the train? Would the train work? How long does it take? I've never done that. I find out it takes forever on the train to get to Florida. It's like 2 days. I'm like, all right, that's out of the question. So I'm sticking with United. We're going down. We're coming down to Virginia Beach. On that, by that time, it's already like 11:30. We're hungry. We decided to go get some food. I'm like, okay, these guys, they're going to be at the airport for all day long. I got to find a place where I can really fill their belly up. So I figured we're going to go to Cracker Barrels because they've got a lot of, you know, good food, variety of food. So on the way down to 64, pull in Williamsburg, went in, find one. Man, there's a line out there. I tell you, I used to be a very impatient man. I thank God for putting me into situation to work me out and to realize you have no patience. But then patience is a fruit of the Spirit. That's why I can go to God. I'm like, Father, I don't have patience. And he's like, oh, I got you. Just don't curse. Because sometimes that's the thing. That's the conception people have about the Holy Spirit. We think, well, the Holy Spirit's going to come and possess us and control us, so we don't curse. The Holy Spirit gives you self-control. The ability to control yourself. The ability, the authority to say no. Why? Because I am a powerful man. You are a powerful person in the Lord. I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, right? But at times when we say we can do all things, do you mean all things? I don't think we mean all things. Because there are things we try to find excuses. You know, there's one good excuse. Oh, God knows we're human. Oh, God knows we're weak. There's another excuse. The flesh is weak. You see, we use that first part of the verse to justify our actions. The flesh is weak. But we forgot the second part of the verse where Jesus says, but the Spirit is willing. So I do have a debt not to live by my own desires. I live by the Spirit. So I figured by one, I mean, it's 11:30, a line. How long is it going to take me? 45 minutes? Sure, we have it because their flight is at 5 and I'm only like an hour and 15 minutes from Norfolk. I figured, okay, I can do it. So I, instead of going around and look around, I'm just going to deal with it. So we, you know, sign in. They're going to call us. Well, 30 minutes later, they called us. Got in, found a spot. 35 minutes, no one came to attend to our table. It's like 12:30 by then. I told the guys, I said, guys, I guess we could do burgers. Because burgers, you don't, you know, like quick. But then we'll do Five Guys burgers. You know? So we went, like, let's go. By the time we find a Five Guys burger, it's like 1 o'clock. We went in there, got what we needed, ate. We're tired. So let's go to Starbucks, get some coffee. We went and got some coffee. Drove to Norfolk, drop them off. It was like 3:30. I'm driving from Norfolk to my house. I'm about ready to fall asleep. Made it home. Walked in, went to bed. Thank God I slept for 3 hours. And then I woke up, it was just like, yeah, I'm actually feeling better. So I'm sitting around, I'm studying, right? Got my computer, my books, my Bible, I'm studying, trying to put my comeback together mode. My phone rings. My phone rings. Now, I think, well, they're going to say, hey, we checked in. We're on the plane. We're going to see. Like, well, our flight is delayed. So I said, okay, can you allow me to talk to the ticket counter person? So, yeah, sir, the flight that's going from Washington to Fort Lauderdale is delayed, and it won't make it to Fort Lauderdale until tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Now, that was last night. They were supposed to leave at 5. They called me around like 5:15. I said, well, I talked to the lady. I said, find me a flight to Fort Lauderdale anywhere. She's like, yeah, well, there's a flight that can leave this morning at 4 in the morning to Chicago. Well, that's right. Yeah, now you understand where I'm coming from. Thank God for Jesus. What do you do, guys? This is when you tap in, you plug into the source, the Prince of Peace. This is the time you really realize what you're made of. And I want to be made of Jesus Christ. I want to live for Jesus. When I'm weak, I want the strength of Christ manifesting in me. It's not religion. It's a relationship. It's not religion. It's a relationship you have to be the salt, to be the light, to be the beacon, not bacon of peace, okay? I'll never forget that one. To be the beacon, a beacon of peace, not a piece of bacon. To be the beacon of peace, God wants you to be in this world. Come on, guys. We can do it. Whenever I'm feeling low, I call your name. The strength of God is available. I experienced it this morning. I've experienced it this morning. So, okay. I'm like, okay, by that time they call me. So Fire said, just do it. Put them on a flight. We're going to schedule flight tomorrow, this morning at 4 in the morning, Chicago. And then they're going to get to Fort Lauderdale at 3 this afternoon. I'm like, you know what? Let's do it. Change the ticket. They had their boarding pass pointed, everything. So last night around 8 o'clock, I went to Norfolk and I picked them up. Okay, so got home. You know, feeding everybody, get everybody ready. All right, let's go to bed. Went to bed, woke up, you know, flight's leaving at 4. Got to be at the airport an hour. So, barely could wake up this morning. Thank God that I have a shower in my office. So then, you know, I just got up, went to the airport, got to the airport. I got a text. Your flight departing from 6:30 is delayed, leaving now at 11:50. So therefore, your flight departing from Chicago to Fort Lauderdale won't leave Chicago until 7 p.m. at night tonight. And then by that time, the pastors, they're like, if we want to get lost, we want to get lost where we know someone. we don't want to get lost in Chicago. I can't help them, you know. And I'm like, I've already bought like 3 tickets. I've got to fight to get those money back. Oh, praise Jesus. Can you help me say praise Jesus?
Praise Jesus.
In every situation. Because your strength is Him. Your strength is Him. So I'm like, okay, in the car. It's 4 in the morning, okay, guys? This morning, 4 in the morning. My brain's kind of... I'm like, I don't even know what to do. I don't even know what to say, where to go. So I'm going on American website. I'm doing everything. I find a flight, actually, from Norfolk to Miami tonight at 8, but I don't trust it, and it's like almost $500 a piece. I can't do that. So I figured I'm just gonna, the Amtrak is like 10 minutes from where I was. I'm just gonna drive to the Amtrak, see if they have a train. I'm still trying to figure this thing out. So I got there. They said, oh yeah, we do have a train departing from here to Fort Lauderdale. Guys, I was just like, yes, God is good. It departs at 6:15. It was like 5:50. I'm like, awesome. Yeah. I said, how much is it? It was like $374. We're like, well, we're doing it. But then the guy's like, well, I said, what's the itinerary? The train leaves here at 6:15, go to Richmond, be there by 9. And then there's a delay. The next flight, the next train leaves this afternoon at 5 and gets to Fort Lauderdale tomorrow night. By that time, I was like, okay, Lord, what are you saying? Are you telling them to stay? Do I need to find work for them and get them a house and everything? Yeah? I mean, we're not laughing, okay? Now we're laughing, but we're not laughing. We're like, you know, this is crazy stuff. This is crazy stuff. Then I'm like, guys, we have to, you guys, I don't know what you got to do. I got to go to church. I need to go and pray. I just need to reboot. I feel like my brain is fried up. So I said, guys, you have to go and deal with the airport. And they understood because I've done everything. It's not my fault. It's not their fault. And guys, tons of people at all the airport we went to are frustrated, cursing, getting mad, missing their events. It's crazy. I felt bad for the flight, for the ticket counter people. So, okay, drop them off. By that time, it was like almost 6:30. Yeah, 6:45. Drop them off. Then I came in here. All right, put some music on. I'm just singing, worshiping, open my Bible. But I'm really tired. I feel like I need a nap. I was like, okay, well, it's 6, like 7 o'clock, 7:15. I've got some time, so I put my head on my office, like my desk, trying to take a nap. My phone ring, bring, bring. My heart skipped a beat when I saw it was them. Yeah, man. Flight's not leaving till this afternoon. So that means their flight from Chicago to Fort Lauderdale is delayed again to a later time. Hell is crazy. So I called my wife. I said, all right, who do I have in Fort Florida? So we've got some contacts. Right now I have someone who left Fort Lauderdale this morning, and they're driving to meet me halfway. They gotta go south, and we have no way to get them south. Why do I tell you this story? It's funny, but I want you to picture the frustration. I want you to realize how much reason would I have, or I would have to be frustrated. But guys, I want to testify that the peace I find in Jesus. I texted Kendra by 7:45. I said, honey, I need prayer. I don't know, but I need you to pray for me, because I feel like everybody that's going to come to church this morning, I'm going to chew them up. I can't do that. That's the way I feel. I feel like I can't be nice to anybody right now. Can you imagine? And this is when you go to the Father. You're like, Father, not my will, but your will. I kneel down. I just kneel down and waited for a couple, maybe 15 minutes. I prayed. I'm like, Jesus, you're good. I said, Lord, you are good. You are good. You're so good to me. Lord, you are good. Is God good when things are good? Or is he good at all times? He's good at all times. So if you believe he is good at all times, and you're willing to experience his goodness, you will. I literally felt the power of God came over me and give me the... I feel like I just woke up from a 3-hour nap. I was like, oh. And then I said, let's do it. So I walked in here. Okay, so let's do it. It's like, I feel like, well, when we're done today, I'm going to drive halfway in Florida. I don't know. I hopefully, by the time I'm done, the person will be almost halfway. But what do you do? What's keeping you from devoting yourself fully to experience the power that raised Christ from the dead? If you're not experiencing the power that raised Christ from the dead in every details in your life, I encourage you to cry out to God. The world needs this. The world needs people like us, the Prince of Peace, Christ Jesus. And you know what's nice? We're laughing about it. The guys, they're laughing about it. They're saying God wants to teach them something. What a perspective. So then all of a sudden I'm like, okay, God, what are you trying to teach me? Because first of all, we're in America, Lord. And then I started praying for America. You know what I prayed? This morning I prayed for all those frustrated people out there. Yes. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? And you wonder why? How come people are so rude? How come people are just like driving like mad people? How come they're so mean and grumpy? Sometimes they just plan their life to go as normal. But because of this fallen world, what happened? It can't go as normal. I had my Saturday plan. I had everything worked out, scheduled. I knew exactly what I was going to do. What did I do? What happened? King Jesus, the Prince of Peace, I allowed him to come in. This morning, I encourage you. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what curveballs being thrown at you. But let me tell you, with you and Jesus, you can do it. Because me and Jesus, we're doing it. We are doing it. Sometimes we're so easy. We are so used to having life going so easy. Everything worked out. And the moment things don't work out, we get so frustrated. Especially with the American mindset. I don't want to live my life with an American mindset or Haitian mindset. I want to have a kingdom mindset. So everything that comes my way, I go back to Romans. God works everything. Can you believe that? He works everything for the good of those who love him. Those who take delight in him, he works it. I'm like, okay, God. Okay, Lord. So you're saying this pain, all this trouble, there's a purpose in it? I say yes. A fool would ask me, what purpose is there? What purpose is there in suffering? But then I might ask him a question. What purpose was there in Jesus' suffering? Did we deserve him dying for us on the cross? We didn't. I don't know about you, but I didn't. He did it anyway. This morning, what's keeping you from devote yourself completely to following God? I tell you, at the end of the day, nobody will have any excuse. We'll have no excuse. And I'm going to finish with this verse. Devote yourself to prayer. Devote yourself to following Christ. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. It says, devote yourself to prayer. Keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving. Now, we're not going to rush it. Devote yourself to prayer. Devotion. Devoted. What are you devoted about? What's got your devotion? I never knew. I tell you guys, you think some of you guys are fanatic, like football fanatic. Man, it's crazy in Haiti. Soccer. Oh, my goodness. Some people actually name their kids after their favorite football player. I don't know if people do it here, but... I mean, people go and buy a jersey for $150. Because there's such... It's all good, okay? Don't get me wrong. It's all good. Sometimes I try to, you know, because of Ryan, I started to watch football. And I think it's fun just to watch, and it allows me to have conversation during football season. But I'm trying to adopt a team. Not the Redskin, though. No offense. I know I'm in the Redskin camp right here. But I'm not sure. But because I lived in Florida, I thought, you know, one time I went to when Circuit City was going out of business, They had all kinds of sale, and they had a sweatshirt of the Bucks that was selling for $200. I bought it for $3. You know, so forever, I wore it. People in Florida, they're like, man, this team, they're bad. Now they're doing good, so I wear that proudly. But I don't have a team. It's very encouraging to see people so devoted to their team. They follow their team. They think about their team. Some people even cry when their team lose. Some people, they shout, come on. You know, there's like, there's last 4 minutes in the game. And you see the players, they're really pushing at it. I mean, we stand up, we're screaming. We're like, let's go, baby, let's go, you know. Everything. Devotion. This is what it's saying here. Devote yourself to prayer. Prayer is communication. As much as it is impossible to be alive without breathing, it's completely impossible to be a Christian without a prayer of life. What is praying? What is prayer? Prayer is communicating. Prayer is asking God. But also prayer is allow God to speak back at you. Guys, we are busy. My challenge to you is to learn or train yourself to be quiet in the presence of God so you can know His voice. You should be able to make the difference. I've told you this already. Because you hear me every week, or even sometimes when I write you an email, can you hear my voice in the email? Yeah? You know why? Because I'm your shepherd. Your little shepherd. Jesus is your shepherd. But I'm your pastor. So therefore, I talk to you. You hear my voice. You hear my accent. You know, you hear my tone. See, you hear me. It's the same thing. You should be able to identify the voice of God. You should be able to identify when your soul's speaking, when your flesh is speaking, and when God's speaking through your spirit. Devote yourself to prayer. Find someone in your church who wants to pray. Befriend them. There will be nothing in you that wants to pray. In this physical body, I should say. In this physical body, you will always have excuses not to be in prayer. And you see, the physical body is so tired. When you decide to grab your Bible and find a quiet place to pray, the moment you start praying, you're going to have a cool little nap. And 2 hours later, some people are like, oh, I love to pray. I love to sleep in the presence of the Lord. But I tell you, if you're sleeping when the Lord's speaking, you won't hear. It's good. It's nice to sleep in the presence of God. Don't get me wrong. But communication, can you imagine every time your wife or your husband or your children or your friends talking to you and that's the time you decide to take a nap? That would be a bad, bad scenario for me with my woman. That's not the time you fall asleep. Prayer is communication, and God wants to talk to us. Keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving. Are we grateful when things are good, or are we grateful when things are bad too? There's a book we read, it calls The Martyrs. It talks about how the disciples died. You guys heard about how Peter died, right? They were going to crucify him. Peter said, come on, guys. I'm not worthy enough to die on the cross, first of all. But second of all, to die the same position as my Lord. I don't mind, you crucified this flesh, but I want you to put the cross upside down. What a devotion. Lord, I said, please do that to us here in this church. Give us such devotion to follow you. I want that. I want to be fully devoted for God. And I challenge you to be fully devoted for Christ. Fully devoted for righteousness. Fully devoted for justice. That's why we walk for life. We're not walking for life because we have nothing to do on June 4th. That's why we encourage you. Make it a priority. Make it a priority. Going to home group shouldn't be second. Whoa. It should be a priority. Going to Bible study shouldn't be, do I have time? I don't have time. I'm too tired. Really? You will always be tired. You will always be tired. I'm tired right now. You will always be tired. You will always be tired. There will never be enough time in 24 hours to do the things you ought to do. I challenge you, devote yourself to God's work. Devote yourself in following God. Devote yourself in helping others. Devote yourself in preaching the gospel, in reaching out to others. You see, when you develop an attitude of prayer, you're going to start praying for everybody. Like it says, verse 3, praying at the same time for us as well. That God would open up to us a door for the word, so that we may speak forth the mystery of Christ. I pray for you, and I thank you for praying for me. Please. Pray for me. I ask, guys, would you put me on your list? Pray for me. Pray that God would continue to give me the boldness. Pray that I would not get discouraged. You know, sometimes you ask people, how can I pray for you? Oh, yeah? I don't know. Let me tell you. Ask God that I would remain faithful. Sometimes when you don't know how to pray for me, pray like that. Ask God that He would continue to open doors for me to spread the gospel. Or ask God when you pray for Pastor Ricardo, say, Lord, give him boldness. I'm not going to be shy. Give me boldness. I pray the same thing for you. Pray that I would speak forth the mystery of Christ, for which I have been. These are the words of Paul. Can you imagine Paul being in prison? He's like, man, I count it as a privilege to be in prison. But you know, while I'm in prison for the gospel, ask the Lord that I'll be bold, even in these chains. You know, in Acts chapter 16, you don't have to go there. There's a story when Paul was wrongly beaten, arrested with Silas. Not only that, they got thrown in jail with their hands in chain and their feet tied up, locked up. They were thrown, the Bible says, way in the bottom of the jail where rats and mice and cockroaches were. But around midnight, they were crying, oh Lord, please Lord, deliver us, Jesus. Oh, I can't believe this has happened to me. Oh, life is so hard. Lord, why? No, he wasn't doing that. He wasn't crying because, man, God, how come you let this happen to me? Oh, pity me, poor me. Oh, church, please pray. Pray, church, pray. He wasn't doing that. You know, sometimes we go through tough time. The best way you can fight the situation is by praising God. Can you imagine this morning if I would come to church looking like this? Good morning, church. I'll tell you, I'm not feeling it today. Quietly so, if only you knew what I've been through. You know, then I can't play drum this morning. As a matter of fact, I don't want to play drum then. Can you imagine? I'm human. I could have. But I remember Paul and Silas. And those guys, they were singing, "Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name." Come on, Silas. Come on. "Sing like ever before." They can't really do much, but they're singing, "Oh, I was worshiped. That's the Lord of my soul." Ooh, oh. Those guys, they just got beating. They just got beat up. When you go through tough time, the enemy wants you to focus on your situation. Some of you are going through tough time right now. Even your family is going through some tough time. And now I'm not saying tough it up. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying tell your situation who your God is. Amen. By speaking, by praising the Lord, but not worshiping your situation. Allowing your situation to steal your joy. Allowing your situation to steal your peace. Come on, guys. Don't do that. Praise the Lord. When you don't feel like it, praise the Lord. That's how you experience victory. That's how you will have a testimony. You will have a testimony. You will experience victory in the middle of chaos. In the middle of cancer. In the middle of disease. In the middle of COVID. In the middle of that curveball being thrown at you. That's how you will experience peace. When we read the word, that's the example I have. Can I have a witness? Amen. Am I making sense this morning? Take courage. Be encouraged. Go and encourage somebody else. Because when you have stuff like that going in your life, or you're going through stuff like that, you can tell them, you know what? There's peace. And they look at you, they're like, that's right. How do you have peace in such terrible season? I tell you how. There's someone called the Prince of Peace. I just let him in, and guess what he does? When you let Jesus in, he comes with everything he's got. He comes with love, acceptance, forgiveness, peace, honor, blessings. He comes and bless you. He comes and bless me. And then guess what? When you bless, you can be a blessing to others. So devote yourself to prayer. Devote yourself in following Christ. Devote yourself to kingdom life. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today for your word. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing. And we bless your name, God. And I pray for my brothers and sisters here. I know they're going, we all going through stuff. But Lord, we choose to trust you in no matter what we're going through. Thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.